Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, here we go. It's Monday. Away we go.
Back
at it, to it, in it. Around it. What is that shirt you're wearing?
This is the coolest. This is the Pride shirt they sold at the Golden Knights game last week, and they sold out so quickly. And then we were going to walk in the parade on Friday, so I ran up to the Arsenal, and they actually had some.
Oh,
and by the way,
good.
Your question of what's that shirt?
Yeah.
That's what happened the entire night.
Where did you get the shirt? Yeah, and I couldn't really tell because he's got a hoodie over it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really tell because it was brightly colored. I wasn't sure if that was a Styx concert T-shirt from 1981,
right.
Or if it was something else. Yeah, you were very Pride active this weekend.
Well, and just to understand what the shirt is, it's got the Golden Knights logo as the V in the word love, and then the rainbow. I don't know if we described it properly the first time.
I don't think we did.
No.
This is my bad.
Yeah, my wife works for MGM Resorts and does diversity and inclusion, and so we walked in the parade, and it was awesome.
Right on.
Yeah.
You know what I love about that, too, is that you know, Spence can walk in the parade, and he's not being outed. I try, back in the day, we put, when I was in Seattle, we put Station Van, because one of the people that I worked with was gay. We'd hit all the gay clubs together and all that kind of stuff.
Fun.
But this was like in the 90s, and immediately I was outed, and I didn't care because I don't care. But it was just a funny thing, and it's good. My point is, for all of the things that we think is wrong with our world right now, and that may very well be true, but at least it's not that. Spence walked in the gay pride parade. He must be gay. You know what I mean? So we don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
Thank God.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hopefully nobody cares.
Yeah. And for those that do, that's your own problem.
Not to get all preachy, because that's not my point, but and we say this in this room a lot. I can't wait until one or both of these things happen. That when somebody comes out, and that's great. And for some people, coming out is a big thing for them. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. Stick with that. But when somebody is outed, that we all just go, so what?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or we knew. Doesn't matter.
Never has.
I can't wait for that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That'll be good stuff. Well, look at that. We are on the moral high ground this morning. Thank you very much. Now, we've now planted our flag on the high mountain of morality.
Yes.
Here on the Before the Show.
If you don't agree with us, we are looking down at you.
Oh, no, we're not that. We're not cancel culture. You can totally disagree with us, and we will just say, no. No, we're right. We think.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Short bit now that may turn into a longer bit later. Drunken conversations bring themselves to the show. Drunken conversations are always the best ones, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's worse, an alien invasion or a zombie apocalypse? What is worse for us as a people, an alien invasion or a zombie apocalypse? I go with alien invasion.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. They have abilities that we can't master, and they can find us. Whereas the zombies, they're zombies, and you can.
Zombies are fairly one dimensional.
Yes,
that's what I think.
Very good.
Zombies are fairly one dimensional. You just got to work out. You just got to work out the relentlessness.
But if zombies, it only takes. Here's my thing. Zombies, it only takes one bite. At least like aliens, you can look up in the sky and be like, "Oh my God, here comes a UFO."
Go back on that.
Zombies,
it only takes one bite
to turn somebody into a zombie.
For a zombie bites you, and then you're a zombie.
And then you're a zombie. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so they could just mass produce, because all it takes is one bite. If they get a hold of you.
Don't get bit.
Well, it's easier said than done sometimes. I'm not the fastest person on the show. So if zombies came in right now, I'd probably be the first one to get bit.
Isn't that the one thing that we know about zombies the entire time, is that they're not exactly fast.
Well,
they're just relentless.
Here's the problem, is sometimes they're shown as slow, and then you watch World War Z or whatever, and they're fast and relentless.
Truth.
Those are the scary, the fast zombies are the scary zombies.
Yeah, which zombies are we dealing with here?
That's what I was doing.
Are we dealing with the World War Z? Because you're right. I was, you know what? I was so enamored with Brad Pitt in that movie that I couldn't.
That movie's so good.
You know what? I did not note the speed with which, they start climbing over each other and whatnot.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Ooh, I don't want those zombies.
Those zombies are bad.
I'd almost rather have the aliens at that point. might be able to negotiate a truce with the aliens at that point.
That's a good point.
But with those zombies, especially the real fast ones, that'll crawl over each other. Holy crap.
And they'll build a wall of themselves to get over a wall by climbing. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
dude,
I don't want that.
Yeah, and then one will eat the other just to have the bone to beat you in the head with.
I'm switching to aliens.
Yuck, all of this.
Exactly.
Do I have a shotgun? Because that seems to be the thing to
the
have.
The only thing to combat it, both sides of this war.
The key.
Where's Woody Harrelson when this is all going down? The new Zombieland movie looks so good.
It does look really good.
I don't want to sidetrack it. But okay, so alien invasion, zombie apocalypse. Spence, what's worse?
What's worse? Zombie apocalypse now.
Oh,
what's worse?
Zombie apocalypse.
What's worse?
Zombie apocalypse.
No way, dude. No.
You're going to stick with it?
I get it. It's still bad. Zombie apocalypse is closer. It's a closer, thing than this was like Alabama playing UNLV, although nice win for the Rebels over Vanderbilt. Very nice. But it wasn't even close for me. Initially, until we heard about the fast zombies. I think the aliens with the technology and the weapons, that they could just make us into a smudge in the solar system any moment they chose to.
The difference is, though, if you watch these movies, with the alien movies, we as human beings stick together. But with the zombie movies, we don't stick together. So for me, the worst thing is having the zombie apocalypse, because now humankind is against humankind. I'd rather take my chances with the aliens, because then I know the four of us, we'd take them on.
Was that some sort of deep existential point that you just made there?
But no, when you think about those movies, we're usually together fighting the aliens.
Like Independence Day.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe that we also might just get lucky and get the dumb aliens? You know what I mean? That we get the guys who just wandered off course, that they're the idiots, and their alien leaders are going, where are those dopes?
Yeah,
and they just happen to stumble upon us.
Or they're really friendly, like the E.T. one, and they're just here for the Reese's Pieces.
They just want to go home. They're hoping to find a way to refuel the ship and just get out of here.
Till a zombie bites one of them and takes it back to their planet, and they're screwed too.
I don't know. It was like they were... They were talking about how Walking Dead is finally going away after 10 seasons, because this is what it's devolved to after 10 seasons of Walking Dead and the zombies going around eating humans, that they're just like, I'm full. I couldn't eat. Just, I can't have any more. No thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Monday. I've never seen a group of people more excited for a Monday in my life.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Everybody must have had a pretty good weekend, it seems like.
It was a great weekend.
Spence was in Pride Parade on Friday. I know. Yeah. What'd you do on Saturday?
Saturday, for the second time on purpose in as many months, I went to Gene, Nevada.
What?
And you had a good time.
Why?
Fun fact for you, I'm the only person to ever write a song about Gene, Nevada. But that aside, there was the Terrible's Beer and Wine Fest. And it was cool. It was really a lot of fun.
You know what's funny? I never get invited to any of the Terrible's events.
It's so funny that you said, because when we were down there, we did a live broadcast from Gene at Terrible's Roadhouse, and they had flyers up for this beer and wine festival that was happening or whatever down there at the casino. And I'm like, I really want to go to that. I'm telling our other friend Kayla about this. I'm like, I'm going. I ended up having a lot of things to do this weekend, so I didn't go. So I didn't get an invite either. I had to basically force my way in.
Nothing.
I'm our buddy Mark's from Terrible's plus one.
Yeah, he's got my number.
I'm his plus one for everything. His wife likes and trusts me.
And you know what? And you are a good time. I've said it all. That's why the Terrible's guys, that's how he always ends up going to Golden Knights games. Yeah. That's how he ends up flying on private planes.
Yep.
That's how. Now, I don't know what other sort of extracurricular activities are going on with Mr. Spence, but I know he's a good time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if everybody's pants stay on happens. But you're a good time.
Well, I can be convinced.
Yeah, you're a friendly guy, and you're a good hang, and all of those things. So it makes perfect sense.
If it comes around again next year, go. It was fun. It was really crazy fun.
I just like
I'm
to
so jealous.
You know what? I just like to be able to turn it down. I think that's the whole thing with me. I'd like you guys
this
went
is the problem.
Okay. And you know what? And you guys went drinking Friday and didn't say anything to me. And that hurt my feelings. And I know the reason why you didn't invite me is A, because you don't like me. B, and B, see, Kayla goes, that's not it. Spence's like, yeah, go on.
Well, I want to hear what all the reasons are first.
And B, because you knew that I had stuff to do Friday night and I would say no.
That's
but it's just
thing.
Nice to be invited, right?
It is nice
and I've said that before, and we really should invite you. It was one of those things that we know you have 1,000 things going on, so there's really no
I just
no
said
point.
That. That's what yeah. exactly what I just said.
Yeah.
You're just, well, that and we don't like you.
I mean, I know. And that's probably gonna come to a head here in about, I don't know, 13 days. That's my 16 days. Did you get an invite?
No, but I wasn't.
Why didn't you invite Lil Jazz?
Because she's on air after us.
Oh, that's true. You were, oh, yeah. Sorry, working.
I still like to be invited, even though that's people know saying. I have stuff going on. I'm with you there, Chet.
That's what I'm saying. It's just nice to even get the opportunity.
Okay.
No.
We'll make note
but
of
other
that.
Than that, good weekend?
It was a great weekend. I had a lot going on, but Saturday was jam-packed for me, but I had two really good events that happened Saturday. I ended up going to a wedding Saturday night. Saturday afternoon, I had the Madden football challenge at Topgolf, which both were amazing.
Awesome. Good weekend.
Yeah. I was on no one's schedule and didn't have to be anywhere for a specific time, so I got to do me.
Amen, sissy. And so what did that involve?
Netflix without the chill.
Oh. Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
And what'd you?
Busy. Yeah. Event after event. But no, and then I got to play some really bad golf with buddies.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Yeah, no, that's fun. And it's so much less. It has so much nothing. Because golf sounds so bougie. Not the way we do it. It's not. Other than me wearing tight pants. That's the only bougie part.
But stretchy,
of it.
Well-fitted, athletic
no,
types.
Oh, no,
tight
of course.
Pants.
Yeah, no, difference. Of course. Absolutely. Not like the ones I'm wearing now where no. I can barely move. But that's just because I'm fat. We'll find out what the absolute best part of your weekend was coming up. I'm telling you, we quite potentially have more prizes than we know what to do with.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
My absolute best part of your weekend, 702-364-9898. Everybody was pretty active. Even little Jess in her inactivity was pretty active. She was actively inactive.
Yep.
Which I like. Okay, so what was the best part of all of it?
Ooh.
Think about it. We'll get back. Spence, okay. Absolute best part of your weekend.
Pride Parade was absolutely awesome downtown.
Kayla.
Friend Victoria and Ryan's wedding Saturday night at Canyon Gate was awesome. Just beautiful. I'd never been there for an event, and it was gorgeous.
You looked spectacular.
Thank you.
I saw Kayla on the gram and went, who is that? Wow, that's Kayla.
I did the same thing.
Avert your eyes. Don't look.
I'm like, who's
well,
that?
Thanks, guys.
No, mine's right.
What was your part?
No. Okay, so mine's two sides of the same coin. I'm breaking my own rule of that you can't have more than one, but it's really kind of one and one A. They go together.
Okay.
Noah's Animal House. I told you I was so excited about that on Friday up at the Summit. The event was everything I had hoped it would be. The crowd was even better than I thought it would be, and so I do this thing, and it had only happened one other time. That when you do the fund a need, you know, you're funding something that they need for the charity. And I like to set an ambitious goal. I also like to go, hey, look, you never know. I have to ask. So they only wanted to raise $20,000 in that room with that many people and those people. 20 grand wasn't going to be an issue. So okay. I knew we would probably blow it out of the water. But I always say this. If there's anybody who would like to just foot the whole thing right now, just raise your hand, and I'll cry, and everybody will cheer, and then we'll be done. And sure as hell. It's only happened one other time, and sure as hell, guy raised his hand.
That's awesome.
That's so great.
Knocked down the 20 grand. Tom, his name's Tom. He's from Reno. I told him he's the best part about Reno.
That's
And then, yeah, and I cried. And, yeah, and I tell a story that the other person who did it said, A, because I love this charity, and B, I just wanted to see the look on your face. And
that's really cool.
Yeah, that's really
good.
Sweet.
Then Saturday night, Discovery Children's Museum, another fantastic event. The first time they've ever done it at the Magic of Discovery Gala, which was a non-gala. First time they've ever done it at the museum. And I did not think we reached our fundraising goals. It just felt like it fell a little short. And that's okay, because they were very ambitious. I got an email yesterday. Yep, they hit it.
Ah, good job, bud.
Yeah, that's so
good,
great.
So good weekend on that end. Did you narrow it down, little Jess?
I did. Watching Rhyme and Flow on Netflix. It's with Judges, Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. Yeah. When they go to Chicago for auditions, there's a rapper there who's part of the judges, the panels.
It's like American Idol for rap, right?
But better.
Yeah, but it's like that.
Yes. Royce the 5'9", he's a rapper who was giving feedback. Oh my God, his feedback is just phenomenal. Best kind of constructive criticism ever. So for me, that was the best part of my weekend.
Cool.
You are so deep. You're so deep. I love that about you.
Gotta have layers.
I do. Yes, like an onion.
Like an onion.
Like an onion. 702-364-9898. Jonas Brothers tickets. Paula Abdul tickets. By the way, Jonas Brothers qualify for meet and greet, or qualify for front row seats.
Oh,
sorry.
Cool.
Jonas Brothers tickets and qualify for front row. Paula Abdul tickets and qualify for meet and greets. J Balvin tickets, qualify for meet and greets. This Nightmare on Q Street, it's our sister station. Bone Thugs, Ja Rule, Ashanti, Chingy, get out your parachute pants and just get ready to go.
Crazy.
And then Skate America, that thing is finally this weekend. We got a bunch of tickets to that as well. So there's something for everybody at 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend? It's 702-364-9890. Jesse the Show Filla does the quintessential autumn activity. I guess we can't talk to Jesse right at the moment. I'm sorry. Michelle Cable, who always has a better weekend than you. What did you do?
So I went and watched my daughter playing a kickball tournament, and the prize was $10,000.
What?
Okay, and?
They launched in the semis, but man, she got the bases loaded. And unfortunately, nobody could bring her home. But yeah.
Wait,
awesome.
Is this the daughter that played college soccer?
Yes.
Yeah. You got
a ringer on the
effective
team.
Yeah. Effective.
Yeah.
For sure.
So they lost in the semifinals. So did they get any money at all?
They didn't, but it was funny. It was funny out there watching them. It's very competitive.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
A little different than elementary schoolyard, yeah.
There's specifics on how you throw the pitch. You know, roll the ball up there. It has to bounce twice, and yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. A $10,000 kickball tournament.
It sounds like they took all the fun out of the kickball tournament with all the rules. And you know what, everybody there? You're playing third place, and you're going to get drilled in the face by the NCAA soccer player.
Is it that, you know what? I think it's different. It's like it's people up the middle. You know what I mean? That are in danger.
Right.
Third base might be okay, because who's going to get their hips turned all the way around?
That's
you know what I'm saying? It's not like in baseball, you'll pull one.
Right.
It'll just rip right down the line. That's when you're in danger.
Wow.
You know who's in the most? The pitcher.
Yes.
Because you're just drilling it right back up the middle. brutal. Jesse, the show filler. This is so nice. It's so autumn. I feel like I should change the music. You know, to something like with strings and something nice.
Right? Oh, it was beautiful out there.
Would you like to tell everyone where out there is?
Okay. So, yeah, man. So, Gilcrease Orchard, we've never been there. It's literally 5 minutes from our house. And we went there. We picked out our own pumpkins throughout the pumpkin patch. We went and harvested apples. Like, I felt all pioneery, man. It was great.
Yeah. No, that's really nice.
I look forward to this time of year every year now that I started when I moved to Vegas 4 years ago, because everyone posts pictures this time of year from Gilcrease. Everyone I know is like, family photo time.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's like you're not in the desert.
Yeah, right.
It's like you're actually in some other place that has fall. Because meanwhile, it's still 88 degrees out. You know what I'm saying? Vegas Dre in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
WTF gave me his Renaissance tickets, and it was actually really, really fun.
I don't know. Who's WTF?
Wayne the Flagger.
Right, but you act like everybody knows, and we're doing a show. We're doing a show for, you know, potentially a 500,000 people right now. So, so somebody else gave you tickets. You went to Renaissance Festival, and what was, if you could describe it in one sentence, if you were telling somebody from another planet what the Renaissance Festival is like, how would you describe it?
Amazing and weird all at the same time.
How is it amazing?
Because it's like, you know, they do such a good job of, like, taking you back to what you think that era might have been like all the costumes, and there's, like, horses walking around randomly and people being kind of strange. They even, like, behead people and have little plays. Like, it's really kind of cool.
Come to the Red. The beheading's coming up at 2:45. Oh, yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Monday morning, good feeling story of the day. And so many times when we do these stories, the underlying theme is don't ever give up. This might test the stretchiness of those pants, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying. A woman in Florida, her name's Catherine Strang, lost her 2-year-old dog, Duchess, back in 2007. Her son left a door open, dog ran out. Wow. Never see dog again. Dog was chipped. Microchip thing. And even after a decade, Catherine kept paying the $15 yearly fee to keep it activated, you know, just in case. And I think you see where this is going right now. And even though 15 bucks, you know, it's not that much, but still.
Still 15 bucks.
For 10 years? Yeah, I'll keep paying it. She says that paying it each year meant that she never had to give up hope. And that alone was worth the 15 bucks. And truth be told, she never really thought that she was going to see Duchess again. Then last week, Duchess resurfaces in Pittsburgh.
Oh my God.
More than 1,000 miles from where she went missing in Florida. Somebody found her hiding under their shed outside in the cold. So who knows what kind of an adventure this dog has had.
Right.
But, so they took her to a shelter. One of the workers scans the microchip. Of course, the information's still the same.
And she's been Florida.
She's been paying the fee. Catherine spent 2 days driving from Florida to Pittsburgh last week, and she picked up Duchess on Friday, more than 12 years after she went missing. And here, of course, we have that when they reunited.
Hi, baby. I missed you.
I was at work and my son was 12 years old and accidentally opened the door in the afternoon after school one day. And we never saw her again.
I held out hope because I paid for that microchip every year. I cried so many nights not having her. We came together. So excited.
Yeah, the last like 8 seconds of that, I have no idea what she said. So the two things I took away from this, I don't know, chip your dogs.
Yes.
Get the microchip and just never give up. Just even if the 15 bucks is 15 bucks, but if 15 bucks is the price of hope, then why not?
That's pretty
so
cheap.
Sweet.
Whatever that price to keep believing it.
Yeah.
You know,
that.
Maybe it's not too bad. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
Nick Jonas is on the gram. It says something like cruising the Las Vegas Strip. And he's got 98.5 KLUC on, and they're jamming out to Only Human.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, and of course, our boss sends it. Oh, you never know who's listening. Always make sure you're at your best. Which he's right, by the way. He's totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
I say it with a voice that sounds like I'm not, you know, like I don't believe him. But I'm like, oh, my God, it's so true. And especially here.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy.
It's just the thing I thought when I saw this, because they're in a limo of some sort and Priyanka's dancing and the whole thing, is that they're driving down the strip and all these people are in their cars, you know, tourists and whatnot, and they have no idea that Nick Jonas, and his wife
Frank Jonas.
They're sitting in that limo right now.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, it's so cool.
Listening to the little old local radio station.
That's awesome.
Hot damn.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it sure is. So Nick Jonas listens. Why don't you? let's play this new game, okay? And I want to do a practice round right now.
Okay.
It's called Who's Laughing Now? I'm going to play you a celebrity laugh. Okay, Lil Jess, you can't play because you already know. You already know who's in there. You gave me thumbs up. We're on the radio. You need to say something.
My mic is on, sorry.
Yeah, of course. But Lil Jess can't play because she already knows what they are.
Got it.
It's just an unfair advantage. Then 15 seconds for one of you two to yell out who it is.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't have to buzz in. You just have to yell it out.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I, totally sight unseen and unwritten, we'll try to give you clues as to who it is.
Okay.
Oh, so, I like this.
So there's part of this where you're playing against each other, but I'm also playing because I really want you to figure out who it is.
All right.
So, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try this. I think it's a bad idea, but whatever. It sounds like one of those is going to be really great in theory. Wait, what did I just do with it? What did I do with that new buzz? Okay, there it is. Who's laughing now?
Sarah Hyland. Ariana Grande.
Hang on, the time hasn't started. All right, go. 15 seconds, go. Singer, voice judge.
Katy Perry.
Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera. Ben's got it. Ben's got it. Oh, very dramatic.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. We'll use that a lot. I can tell. Okay, one for Spence. Should we keep? Yeah, you know what? Let's just keep playing.
Let's keep playing.
Here is laugh number two. Listen to the laugh in its entirety,
okay,
please, Kayla. But Kayla is so intense right now. It's awesome. She has leaned forward. She's got both hands on the counter.
I'm ready for it.
She said she's paid for the entire seat, but she's only using the edge. Like, she's fired up. Spence, on the other hand, looks like he just fired up a fatty and is just, you know,
just chilling
on the beach. You know,
it's the only way to win. Relax.
Exactly. Let your mind go free.
Right.
All right, here we go. Who's laughing now?
David Spade.
It's David Spade. Why do you know that?
It sounded like David Spade. I knew it the second you played it.
Wow.
It does not sound like Spade to me at all, but
wow.
Bravo, bro.
David Spade. All right, next up. Who's laughing now? I just like that we have their laugh and it loops like five times. Who's laughing now?
Oprah.
No.
Oh, I thought it was Oprah.
It sounded like a guy to me.
Model.
Oh, model.
Funny Shipper.
Ashley Graham.
Who?
Ashley Graham.
Kayla got one. Oh! Ashley Graham. That was Ashley Graham's laugh.
How do you know that?
Oprah, I don't know. Oprah, I just guessed the first model that came to my head.
That sounded like Oprah to me.
Oprah was a solid guess. Solid guess. All right. Two more.
This is awesome.
This is kind of fun. You'll get this one right away. In fact, I'm only going to play you the clip one time.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know that one?
No.
Oh, well, let's... Who's laughing now? Local? Toy
Jimmy
Drive?
Jimmy Kimmel. Oh.
Toy Drive?
Adam Sandler.
Been in this studio?
Oh.
Zara Larsson.
Andre Agassi.
TV show?
I don't know.
The easy Pawn Stars?
Oh.
Oh, Rick.
Rick Harrison of Pawn Stars. No points. I thought that would be the easiest one.
Now it's completely obvious when you say it. It is very obvious.
He does have a very unique laugh.
Yeah.
You're right.
And super obvious to me because I have the answers
yes,
right here
exactly.
in front of me. Okay, who's laughing now?
I got it.
Who's laughing now?
It's Andy Richter. Conan. It's Conan.
Yeah, it's Conan.
Okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
You're oddly good at this.
It's weird.
You are oddly good at this. Spence is the winner of Who's Laughing Now?
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.5. KLUC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I have a question for you. Last night was so nice. You know what I mean? It was really great. This whole weekend was great.
Absolutely.
It was just warm enough, but not too warm. Yeah. And then chilly at night.
Yeah.
So that you get a little bit of everything, and it does kind of feel like what passes for fall here. And I only say that because you get a feel like it's fall, and then people go, I'm from Minnesota. You don't know what fall is. Yes, I do.
Our version of fall, okay, bro?
Yeah. September, October, November, that's fall. We know what fall is. It's just different than what you know. But so it was so nice last night, and I'm not sure, it might have been our buddy Garrett. In fact, I meant to text him to find out. Somebody was blasting the music. I thought maybe Garrett was having a freaky hot tub party in his back. Again, not invited. It's been the theme.
Do you want to be invited to freaky hot tub party?
It's just the invitation.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to be able to turn it down. If you weren't listening earlier, I've been giving Spence and Kayla a hard time for not inviting me to go out drinking this Friday when they all went out on Friday, even though
you wouldn't come anyway.
Exactly.
I couldn't have. There was no way in the world. Could have come and sipped lemonade. That would have been great.
good time, Chet.
And even then, yeah. And I would have been there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, gotta go.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
So, how late is too late on a school night to have the music so that your neighbors can hear it? How late is too late?
Oh, I know the answer.
What is it?
8 o'clock.
Jeez.
8 o'clock or later, you're done.
Kinda.
Respectfully, that's where I would put it, but it's 10 o'clock.
No.
No, not on a school night.
I would have had a coronary had it gone till 10 o'clock. I would, at some point, I would have said, hey, you got to turn that down.
I'm positive. Well, I'm just going by whatever's in our community's guidelines, and
whatever
it's,
with your guidelines.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But I.
What are
I
you,
guess
Kayla?
I measure this with. I can be mad.
Welcome to my world.
Can't let me
read
like,
the HOA guidelines
on page 19 of the CCNRs.
I'll give you a great example. People that smoke cigars in casinos, pound sand. They're vile smelling, and it bothers me, but. It's allowed.
Okay.
So I have to overlook it. So that's it.
I'm asking you your opinion, though, not what the HOA says.
At 10 o'clock.
Ugh. I would have had a man. There might have been violence. How late is too late for music on a school night?
I agree with Kayla, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, they shut it down at 9, and I felt 9 was okay. I'm good with the 8 o'clock. The 8 o'clock seems a little early, but if you got little kids.
Yeah, that's the one thing you have to consider. And by the way, I'd like to point out that if this was happening in Spence's neighborhood, he would probably go on his Nextdoor app and start lodging complaints on there.
On the Nextdoor app as far as you know.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
He's not on the Nextdoor app under his name.
Got you.
Because I believe he's been banned.
Sorry.
Under his name.
That's true.
Joseph on the Nextdoor app would lodge a complaint. There we are.
You can get almost an infinite number of Gmail accounts. I don't know if you're aware of this, and you can sign up for all kinds of things. It's fun. All right. Well, so I was just curious. Yeah, they shut it down about 9. Although at one point we were trying to watch the Golden Knights game. So a lot of times on game nights, my wife and I will go to bed early, and then we'll watch the game while we're in bed. So at one point though, I'm watching the game, and the music's loud enough that it's getting in the way of my enjoyment of the game.
Got it.
Because now all I can think about or hear is freaking music. But it also was kind of at that medium fast tempo, because all you can really hear is the bass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't really tell what it is. And at one point, I found it to be rather soothing. And so then it wasn't so bad. Then the song changed. And then it was like, oh.
Stupid.
Oh, I was trying to get along.
Yeah.
You know. All right, coming up next, Spence's Challenge, brought to you by Terrible Herbst. Stop by any Terrible Herbst, 60K in 60 days, happening now, $1,000 a day in October and November, my new favorite one. And if you don't follow them on social, they take the security footage of people winning and they put it up on social. It's fantastic.
It really is great.
Old guy spins the wheel, steps back, crosses his fingers, does the double finger cross, holding his fingers up, and then wins, both fists in the air, triumphant.
That's awesome.
And then high fives the cashier. It's the greatest.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
It's time for a little bit I'd like to call I'm in love with Ryan Reynolds.
It's so prominent on the show. We've made a bit out of it. I love this.
I'm in love with Ryan Reynolds. It's true. Except he's in love with another. I'm not talking about Blake Lively. I'm talking about that son of a Hugh Jackman.
Oh.
Yeah.
It all started the other night. Hugh Jackman's on stage. He's doing a show on Broadway, right? And he finishes a song and he says this.
Let's see Ryan Reynolds do that. Don't post that. Do not post that. No. I'll have like 3 million tweets from him in the next 10 seconds.
So apparently it's Jackman's birthday over the weekend. And so in response, Ryan Reynolds, who I love, does this.
Hello, Hugh. I was just going to wish you happy birthday. And I saw what you said. In a word, hurtful. Yeah. Enjoy the show. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hugh. Happy birthday to you. And I'm not even f***ing professionally trained, Jackman, you piece of
This has been I'm in love with Ryan Reynolds.
The Chep Buchanan Show.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
All right, little Jess, who's our contestant today?
Carrie Samples from the Northwest.
Hello, Carrie Samples from the Northwest. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How are you feeling? Do you have a good weekend?
I did have a fantastic weekend.
I got to be honest, I don't think you're going to catch Spence napping on a Monday again for a while.
No.
You know what? No, after the luck I've been hearing, probably not. But you know what? It's worth a shot.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You got to get in here and take a swing. Because the other funny thing about Monday is you never know what gets seen and what does not get seen.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, very definitely. True.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the news cycle, over the weekend's always weird.
It's vicious at times.
So let's... It's what?
It's vicious on his studying habits sometimes. So
Gotcha. So five questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on the show. We say what?
Jim Bucker?
Yes. I was like, oh my God, did she forget already? This could be troublesome. And will you be cootering today, Ms. Samples?
Not today.
You, because it doesn't do any good. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. So, Carrie, who is the latest big-time celebrity and Vegas Strip headliner who's backing up Kristen Bell and Reese Witherspoon to defend Ellen on her friendship with George W. Bush?
Celine Dion.
Who returned to SNL this Saturday after missing the last two episodes?
Pete Davidson.
What video game got sucked into a virtual black hole this weekend and took the whole game down?
Ooh, Fortnite.
Which star actress said Marvel's green screen movie making is diminishing the film industry? Say one. Which America's Got Talent judge took to the gram on Saturday to memorialize the loss of their two dogs a couple of weeks ago? You'll have 3 seconds.
Simon Cowell.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Go get him. Did you get it? Did you get it worked out?
No, that's why I was asking. I didn't know if you wanted to clarify whether, because we didn't hear number five. Either of us did.
I'll answer for you in a minute.
Perfect.
I'll answer for you in a second. I thought you were in trouble again for the second Monday in a row.
Don't you get one?
I don't think it's any. Well, yes. But I don't think this is anything you can't handle. All right. Enough that she was on the fourth one. She was pausing, and I'm like, hurry! Do it!
I appreciate your confidence.
Answer! Because I thought she had you. That's all I'm saying. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Who, sir? Who is the latest big-time celebrity and Vegas Strip headliner that's backing up Kristen Bell and Reese Witherspoon to defend Ellen on her friendship with George W. Bush?
Elton John.
And who returned to SNL this Saturday after missing the last two episodes?
Pete Davidson.
What video game got sucked into a virtual black hole this weekend, taking the whole game down?
Fortnite.
Which star actress said that Marvel's green screen movie making is diminishing the film industry?
Jennifer Aniston.
Which America's Got Talent judge took to the gram on Saturday to memorialize the loss of their two dogs a couple of weeks ago?
Julianne Hough.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said a minute ago, I think it's going to be pretty tough to sneak up on Spence on a Monday again.
I learned my lesson.
At least for a while, anyway. Who's the latest big-time celebrity and Las Vegas Strip headliner backing up Kristen Bell and Reese Witherspoon to defend Ellen on her friendship with George W. Bush? Carrie said.
Celine Dion.
And Spence said.
Elton John.
And Spence would be the one who was right on that one. It was Elton John. Who returned to SNL this Saturday after missing the last two episodes? Carrie said.
Pete Davidson.
And Spence said.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, and usually when they both say it, that's sure. Yeah. But that's two for Spence and just one for Carrie. What video game got sucked into a virtual black hole this weekend, took a whole game down? Carrie said.
Fortnite.
And Spence said.
Fortnite.
And they both answer it, and that's what it is. 3-2 for Spence. And at that point, that's when I went, ooh, he might be in trouble. And then everything went sideways for Carrie. Sometimes I just miss my friend.
25th anniversary of that movie.
Is it really?
It's in my notes.
I've been doing that bit for 25 years. Wait a minute. Feels like it. Well, they've been doing
it for Gary, he has notes. He has notes? Yeah, he has notes.
Oh, sure he has notes. You're allowed notes. It's an open book test. But with the 30 seconds, you don't have time to Google
or any of that. Yeah.
Which star actress said that Marvel's green screen movie making is diminishing the film industry? And Carrie, when I yelled at her,
Jim Bob Cooter.
She cootered finally. Because she was like, dumb, duh. And I'm like, just say one. Hurry. Because I wanted her to see if she knew it and to get all the questions in. Spence it.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, it was Jennifer Aniston. It's pretty much over then.
Booyah.
Four. And which America's Got Talent judge took to the gram on Saturday to memorialize the loss of their two dogs a couple of weeks ago? Carrie said Simon Cowell.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard Corbin Powell.
Corbin, yeah. Right. Yeah. Who was that one politician dude? Who was that dude?
Funny.
Corbin Powell.
Corbin Powell. Famed America's Got Talent judge, Corbin Powell. And Spence said.
Julianne Hough.
Yeah, and it was Julianne Hough. And Carrie, there's nothing you can do about this because Spence got one. And two. And
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Lil Jess, who is our winner today?
Christina Fernandez from Henderson.
Hey, Christina, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, good. You seem like it's, you know, like it's just okay. Like you're not sure
about it. No, I'm fantastic. I'm fantastic.
Good. And you had a good weekend?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Anything fun? Spence is grinning at me because I'm just pounding away at this. Like I'm gonna ask my questions.
You are going to get something out of her.
I'm gonna ask my questions no matter what. Did you do anything fun?
No, I was grading papers.
Where do you teach?
At Spearing Elementary School.
Oh, fantastic. Good kids, good group?
They're fantastic.
Is there one, don't name any names, but is there one that you go, man, I hope I can straighten him out by Christmas?
No, all my kids are great.
Of course they are. Well, they're yours. That's why.
But honestly.
She's not going to give up the information. Here's what's awesome is that next Monday, if we talk, you're going to go, oh, I had an amazing weekend because you got Jonas Brothers tickets. Congratulations.
That's right. Thank you.
And now you're qualified. Well, don't get too excited, Christine. Please calm down just a little. There's no need for you to.
She deals with kids all day. She has to remain calm exactly. at all times.
You know what she's doing? She's conserving her energy for what's about to come. That's right.
I am, because Kayla's got a joke.
Well, let's just get right to it then, shall we? Yes. As a matter of fact, Miss Fernandez, Kayla does have a joke.
So why do lumberjacks always know exactly how many trees they've cut down?
Why do lumberjacks always know how many trees they cut down?
Yeah, why do this? What grade do you teach, Christina?
Second, and I always tell my kids these jokes, too.
I was just going to say, you could use this for the kids. You know how people always come up to us all the time? Funny. All the time. They go, hey, especially with Spence, hey, maybe you make a song about this. I get people that come up to me all the time, hey, you use this one on the show. And they tell me, you can use this one on the second graders, Christina. I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Why do lumberjacks always know exactly how many trees they've cut down?
Why do lumberjacks always know exactly how many trees they've cut down?
They always keep a log.
Oh, they keep a log. Oh, a log is what they keep.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
And thank you to our friends at Tropical Smoothie Cafe and their new jerk chicken quesadilla made to order with fresh, flavorful ingredients and perfect with any of the smoothies. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, eat better, feel better. And thank you also to Centennial Toyota for the custom Chet Buchanan Show shirts. Kayla has checked both of those off of her list.
Yes.
She has checked, as has Lil Jess. Double checked?
Triple checked.
Mm-hmm.
Because I checked Jess's checks, triple checked.
All
checked.
Thank you, Jessica. Outstanding. Why won't you talk to me today?
What do you mean?
I say stuff to you. You don't want to talk to me.
Oh, sorry.
Are you mad?
Sometimes I don't have my mic on, so I don't know whether to give you a response or not.
All right.
I think you should just start talking all the time just to see what happens.
Well, yeah, it's a big deal. So a discussion has busted out here on the show that, let me ask you this. Is hand-holding a big deal?
Hand-holding's very intimate. Yeah, it's very intimate.
It's more intimate than kissing in many ways.
How?
For you?
Yeah. Well, because like in a new relationship, I think holding hands is more of a we're together as boyfriend, girlfriend, more so than even kissing.
Oh, I'll get that. I get that. Yeah, because kissing, you can just make out with anyone. It's fine. Like if I get drunk at a bar, I'll make out with someone.
You don't just hold hands with just anybody.
We've heard.
It's a really big point of contention in my relationship. So, no, I just think hand-holding is super, super intimate. It's really, like Spence says, it's establishing a relationship, and you're saying to the world, because it's a public display of affection, you're telling the world that this is who you're claiming.
Man, but that's a higher level than kissing.
I think so.
See, because I know where we're going with this discussion. I don't want to jump in and burn the people that are in this. But I want to compare the two situations.
No, go.
Okay, so Liam Hemsworth was spotted holding hands with a girl in New York City who turns out to be another actress. And we all, the thing is, it's been a couple of months now since he split with Miley.
Sure.
Miley's been out there making out with everyone.
Yeah, I love Cody Simpson. You sucker. We're very happy together. She was just very happy 3 weeks ago, bro. Yeah.
With Caitlin Carter.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks before that, with Liam Hemsworth.
Right. So slow down with the we're very happy thing.
Enjoy it.
Like you think you're the last one. Honestly, Cody Simpson right now thinks he's happily ever after.
Yeah.
And Miley is happily right now.
Meantime, in the wings, Jesse McCartney is waiting for his chance.
No, Jesse McCartney's engaged. Don't drag that god.
Miley?
Yeah.
Does Cody Simpson? No.
Apparently not.
Here's my thing. In this situation, especially too, Miley has watered down the kiss. She does not care about the kiss. She will make out with her pig, her
sure.
pet pig,
no,
if she
fine.
Had the option. Liam has now established a relationship with a girl by holding hands with her only in public and
really?
Being photographed. I think it's so much more intimate than what
so
Miley's
holding
doing.
Holding hands, so what?
You don't see him doing that with anyone else. They walked hand in hand and had lunch together. It's not like you and I are walking and having lunch together and holding hands, Chet.
No, but we're not like that.
Yeah, but he's also not like that, too. So that's the reason he's established.
You know, what do you know what he's like?
I could see from...
Yeah, what do you know what he's like?
When they broke up, he went on two dates with a girl.
Right, but how do you know what that means with the hand-holding? All we know about this is is from pictures.
Exactly. So all we can know is he doesn't do this all the time. I can only go based on what he doesn't do. So this is out of the norm.
I think
for
you're
him.
Trying. Okay, you are someone who always says intent is everything.
Yes.
How can you legislate intent? You don't know that. You're guessing, because you're saying all we know
based
is
based on
what
his previous action, though.
But you don't have. But what you know from TMZ.
Exactly. Well, maybe
which is nothing.
Exactly. You proved my point. There is nothing on TMZ about him holding hands with somebody else, so this is a very rare occasion.
There's nothing on TMZ about him not holding hands either.
Yeah. It's a good point. I don't know how you want me to argue that. I mean, it's a good point.
I don't want you to argue it. I want you to agree with me because I'm right. That's what I want you to do. Is to understand that so anyway, the question, I think we're on two different wavelengths right now. So number one is holding hands is a big deal. If you're going to hold hands with somebody in public, you're saying that Spence, you're saying that's a declaration.
That is a declaration. You are claiming that person.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah, not he's claiming her.
No,
she is claiming him
as well.
But I mean, and just regular walking around people.
Yeah.
It's that you're claiming a relationship if you hold hands.
Like on a first date, I would never hold someone's hand.
But doesn't your, really?
No. Never.
You would kiss them first before you would hold hands.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Holding hands, as far as that part, that's what I was talking about with this, because it's so new with Liam, and I guess her name is Madison, is that this is a big deal, holding hands. That's a big deal.
Is holding, wow, I'm honestly... you know what button I'm staring at right now. You know which one I'm looking at. I'm sorry. What did that sound like again?
Doo-doo. Okay. I guess it is a howl, though, isn't it? Sorry.
I got it, though. I'll hit this. Lil Jess, is holding hands that big a deal?
Yeah, it is. I agree with Spence. I wouldn't hold some guy's hand on the first date.
That's something to me.
Yeah.
You get you hold hands with your wife all the time. Do you get butterflies when you hold hands with her?
Why are you putting my relationship into question?
No.
Why are you trying to get me in trouble?
Because that's how it is.
Yes, I do, honey. Every single time I get butterflies, just the same as you do.
No,
do you get butterflies when you hold buddies?
Because we don't. Because it's a very intimate thing. We're not PDA people. We aren't. So like, we don't hold hands in public that often. So I get butterflies when that happens. So that's for me. Why?
But that's because you're afraid one of your other boyfriends is going to see you.
No, but I
got to blow up my spot, bro.
I feel her on that, because if a guy reached out and grabbed my hand, which a guy did not too long ago, oh my God, my heart dropped and I was like, this is it, this is it.
You know why though? Because it's a sign of intimacy that they
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. It is.
Okay, but I'm excited about this now. So kissing comes first. You're okay with kissing first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Is that kissing PDA, public kissing?
Like a kiss goodnight, I think is...
But is everyone around? Because we're talking about holding hands with other people around.
Okay. Kissing with no one around. Sneaky. Because you know you're wrong. And I'm not saying, I'm not making judgment.
Okay,
It's so right that you're so wrong. Because you're sneaking it. You don't want no one to know yet.
Kisses.
You just, it's all about you and your... loins, you know, right. And you're all, you know what I mean? So you're making, okay, so the non-public makeout comes first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
what
are the stages?
Private.
What are the stages? Non-public makeout. I'm going to jump right into it. Hook up, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I find the hookup is less intimate than holding hands.
Right. Okay. So hook up. Yeah. Hook up that nobody knows about.
Because that's just like hot. That's just hot at that point.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
We gotta get going on this, or we'll never get it through. So, kissing, secret hookup, then hold hands.
Yeah, and you can have a slight goodnight kiss in public, and that's still not as intimate as holding hands, in my opinion. Making out in public, okay, I don't know why you do that, but
public kiss.
Public kiss, is it more intimate? I'm sorry, I got lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. How does the chain go?
Private
secret,
kissing?
Hang on. Secret kiss, then secret.
Hookup.
Secret hookup. You understand when we're talking hookup, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Then public kiss.
Okay, wait, do we agree with that, though? Then public kiss?
Yeah.
Okay, then public kiss, then public hold hands.
And
then public hold hands, and then
babies.
Yeah. Well, then doing it, and people know you're doing it.
Then you're telling people that
we did it.
Yeah.
Like they stayed over.
Locking fingers, like that's like putting a ring on it.
No kidding.
In the dating world,
there's two versions of that. Like, I love to hold hands with my wife. We always hold hands. Always do. But I have no, early on, even though it's been 4,000 years since I've dated, but I don't know that would be that big a deal to me, I guess. I don't know.
You don't realize how like hot your hand holding is with your wife, though. I weirdly enough have a photo of Chet and his wife holding hands at NASCAR, and it's probably the most adorable photo I have ever taken. It is very sweet. Which I know that sounds very weird.
Kayla's hot. Kayla's a creeper, and that's fine.
And her idea of hot is not.
That doesn't even click the scales for me and Jess.
And public makeout, never acceptable.
Never acceptable. Like,
honestly, public makeout, yuck.
Unless you're on a Greyhound bus, then it's perfect.
Greyhound bus, good. Junior high, also.
Yes. Also fine.
In the lockers.
In the lockers only.
The mall. No one goes to the mall.
Right, exactly.
No one goes to the mall. Okay, well, I think we've covered it then.
Yeah.
I think we've solved this. You're welcome, America. Thank you for listening to 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you wake me up now.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I'm sorry, I was focused on the order in which relationships are supposed to move as determined by the Chet Buchanan Show.
According to us.
Secret kiss, secret hookup, public kiss. Wait, where does holding hands come in?
After public kiss.
After public kiss.
Yeah.
Public kiss, but not, like, no tongue.
No making out.
No make out. Public kiss, no make out. Public make out, never good. But hold hands comes after public kiss. Wow. And then what did we blow right by?
Lil Jess just said that she recently held hands with a guy.
Kayla!
Actually, you got ratted out on social media.
On social media, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You got ratted out on social media.
Who, Uber RJ?
Only because he's jealous.
Yeah, he wants to hold that hand.
There was another one. But tell us, when did this happen?
It actually wasn't recently. It was a few months ago.
Whatever, liar.
And I can't remember. Now that you're asking me about it. No. He was leading me through the crowd.
And I'm not kidding. I'm sitting with my feet up on the counter and my coffee because I want to hear all of the dirt.
Crowd, so you were at a concert?
Kayla!
No, that's fair. When was this? Last weekend?
No, it was actually like 3 months ago.
Last weekend was it? Don't try and give me this 3 month stuff, liar.
It's not serious.
You're
going
so with
nowhere.
Him?
No. We never had an us.
You've been with a guy for 3 months?
No.
You said it gave you
butterflies. You already know. It did. It was a nice feeling. I miss those feelings.
Wait, I missed part of that. What was the nice feeling?
Crossing my fingers with his.
Ooh.
He led me through the crowd and I felt.
I will say this. On a date in a crowded place, like you're at a festival or something like that, I think it's appropriate, even on a first date, to hold hands as far as trying to stay together.
Trying
while
to
you're,
steer.
But yeah. he crossed fingers but with me.
That's different. Yeah.
That's yeah. different.
And I get it.
It is.
That says hello.
I get it. But I am a hand holder. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I will shake hands and I will, not with dudes, obviously, but I will hold your hand and talk to you. And I know that sometimes that makes people uncomfortable. It happened the other night, but I wanted somebody to know how much I appreciated them and what they did and, you know, and the way that they made an impact on this community. And it was funny because it was very public. And I'm holding their hand and we're looking into each other's eyes. And, you know, in this moment is a very powerful moment. And all of a sudden you could tell that they realized that I was holding their hand and it made them very uncomfortable.
Oh,
and
funny.
So they pulled their hand away. You know, they just kind of pulled their hand away. And then I was like, oh, too far. I was like, too much.
I held
so you
on
get
too
wrapped
long.
Up in conversation yeah. and then you get like involved. Something like that is so comfortable. Like it's so comforting. I think it's the smartest move you could ever do is make and just hold someone's hand.
But I don't know. But see, that's the funny thing. I don't know that I guess I know the difference of whether I'm in a relationship or not. And so there's casual hand holding and then there's hand holding.
Yeah. And there's a difference there also with a hug, which is another way of doing it. You can stay too long in the hug. You've got to be very careful in the hug.
Sure.
You can grip and then release. You can't grip and hold unless
well, you
it's
can.
Somebody.
You can, but you have to be ready for that to be not welcome.
Yes. And just a tip for the guys, if she pulls her hand away after you grab it, don't panic. There are really some women who do not like PDA. So it's a good move, but know your lady first.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, don't panic or do panic. And just get the you know what I mean? And just get the hell out. Because if you two aren't compatible in that way.
True.
Hand holding, I don't like PDA. That's not to knock it. Because everybody's different. But maybe, you know, you're never gonna be happy because you're like, I just wanna hold your damn hand.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're just a few minutes away from going commercial free again, too. We're right about 8:33 this morning. We will be commercial free till the end of the show.
Awesome.
All right.
We have a ton of prizes still left to do today. J Balvin tickets, Nightmare on Q Street tickets. That's the old school concert with Bone Thugs. Ja Rule, Ashanti, Chingy. I would.
That sounds fun.
And I got it. Well, I can't confirm this, but you got to believe that Ashanti's going to go out on stage with Ja Rule to do "Baby Girl Put It On Me," which is my favorite song of all time.
Right,
and the greatest love song, love song ever. Seriously, what is more? I mean, is this not the
My Heart Will Go On,
the musical equivalent? Please, My Heart Will Go On. You're dead, and I didn't even have the temerity. That's not even the right word for that place. I didn't even have the common decency to get you up on that giant door that I was laying on.
Scoot over.
My Heart Will Go On.
The driftwood the size of the island of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, sorry. Can't move over. Sorry you died. My Heart Will Go On.
And my lungs.
That's a greater... Yeah. That's a greater love song than... I'm tired of being lonely. Baby girl, put it on me. Put it on me.
Yeah.
That's love.
It's hot.
That's more than holding hands.
No, is it now?
Just barely. Mm-hmm. But yes, from what I've understood, holding hands is a big deal. Yes. I didn't realize it was such a big deal it was. Yeah. Because that's what it is. It's hold hands, then public kiss. Then,
baby girl, put it on me.
Yeah, I got you.
That's what it is.
The official order.
So we have tickets to that. And, do we still have Skate America tickets, too?
Yep.
Jeez, man, we got a lot to do.
Now that you're at work, the fun doesn't have to stop. The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday commercial-free.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Little Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
Jonathan Gagne from the Southwest.
Mr. Gagne, what will you be doing for a buzzer today, sir?
Beep, beep.
Excellent. And contestant number two, please.
Claudia Gonzalez from Summerlin.
Claudia, what will you be doing for your buzzer
today? Go
Knights
Go.
Go Knights Go. That sounds like a good one. Yeah, and by the way, the sky is no longer falling. Stomped Calgary on Saturday night 6-2. Beat the Kings 5-2 last night. Mm-hmm. And that seemed even more like a 7-2.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we pounded the Kings last night. Nashville comes to town tomorrow night.
They're good.
They are good. But you know what? So are
we. Better.
Yes, we are.
When does Schmitty come back? Do we know?
It's week to week.
Is it this week? Week to week. Is it this week?
They're not filling me in on that.
I hear it. It could be any day now.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see him back against Nashville. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first, Jonathan and Claudia, and he shall not be questioned. Kayla is the asker of the questions. Here's question number one.
So which Jersey Shore cast member broke things off with their significant other after some infidelity in an episode aired? Was it JWoww, Pauly D, or Vinny?
Claudia?
JWoww.
Is it JWoww? It is JWoww. And then we hear they might already be back together.
Yeah.
I read that 5 minutes ago. That's really funny that you
tried to
bring that up.
Beg for her forgiveness. Like, it wasn't like what they made it look like or something along
Who
those
flirted?
Lines. He put his hand around his arm around Angelina.
He flirted?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, who cares? They always yell about that. That was, you know what? That's manufactured drama, I'm sure. One zip, Claudia, going to question two.
Who is now the most decorated gymnast of all time with 25 medals at Worlds? Was it Lori Hernandez, Simone Biles, or Allie Raceman?
Go.
Claudia again.
Simone Biles.
Yeah, it's Simone Biles. It's kind of the same story. It was the story
she was
came last
most decorated
week.
Female.
Right, but you know what I mean? It's kind of the same story all over again. She just keeps racking them up.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. Two zip Claudia heading to the all-important third and final question. The Golden Knights now have, what, 4 wins on the season?
Correct.
So why don't we make this worth 4 big game-winning points?
Liam Hemsworth was spotted in New York City holding hands with Madison Brown. Madison is one of the stars of which show? Is it Empire, Dynasty, or Riverdale?
Go next, go.
Jonathan.
Well, yeah, he snuck in.
Snuck in there.
This is dirty.
Riverdale?
Is it Riverdale? If it is Riverdale, Jonathan steals the whole thing. Jonathan wins. And he's the champion, but he probably shouldn't feel very good about it.
No.
It's just nasty. It's just nasty. Otherwise, Claudia wins. But the beauty of this is they both win anyway. So is it Riverdale? Dramatic pause. It is not Riverdale. It is not Riverdale. Did they remake Dynasty too?
Remade Dynasty. It's really good from what I understand.
Really
I've never watched. So, yeah, everyone that watched it says it's amazing.
I love it.
You love it?
I love it.
Is it like cat fights and they're fighting in the pool and
yes,
stuff like that?
Yes, and I love Fallon. Oh, my goodness. Love it.
That's something, because I was going to be like, how old is this Madison Brown? Like old school 80s Dynasty. Like, Liam, what are you doing, bro? You get it. Well, you know, the older ones, they don't try to run away as fast.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're much more loyal. So here's the deal. Claudia is the champion, but you both win, and I think that's pretty cool. But write it down in the record books. Claudia Gonzalez, today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The greatest person in the world.
Little Jess, you want to start?
I'll do it.
Okay.
So, on Netflix, I was watching the Rhyme and Flow new series, new competition, rap competition. And if you know anything about hip-hop or rap, you know of Royce the 5'9". He was one of the judges in the Chicago auditions. And I just really liked the way that he delivered the feedback. He didn't sugarcoat. He kept the feedback very constructive and towards the industry. And he also wasn't mean about it either. So it was just overall great to see him in a different light. So Royce the 5'9", you is...
the greatest person in the world.
Kayla Jo Walker.
I know Spence will appreciate this because he's a runner. But the world record for the marathon that's running the shortest amount of time, just got broken by the guy that actually held the record to begin with, mind you. I think you pronounce it Eliud Kipchoge. However, so he's a Kenyan runner. He's 34 years old. And for the first time ever, someone ran the marathon in 1 hour and 59 minutes, in less than 2 hours.
They said, go, if you get on a treadmill, set it at, 12 and a half? And then just see how long, you last.
It's like a four and a half minute mile.
And then imagine doing that for 26 miles.
Yep. So it's outrageous. Just super impressive. So Eliud Chipko, hopefully I didn't pronounce it.
Whatever. Dude who just ran a marathon in less than 2 hours. You're going too fast for us to get your name anyway.
The greatest person in the world.
Spence.
Was happy to participate in the Pride Parade on Friday night with MGM Resorts. My wife works there. And just a wonderful event. Just happy and people singing and dancing. I mean, you just restored your faith in humanity. There was no fights. There was just everybody having a great time. And I really felt inspired by it. So I don't know who puts that thing on, but they did a great job. So Pride Parade, folks, you is
the greatest person in the world.
There's a high school senior in Minnesota, and we hear a lot of stories like this, too. High school senior in Minnesota, his name's Dylan Entz, and he visited a poor village in Mexico with his family a few years ago. And all the kids in this village have to walk to school. They don't have any supplies, all that kind of stuff. This guy has spent 4 years, his entire high school career, raising enough money so that he could buy an old school bus and fill it up with things like backpacks. Wow. 4 years he's worked at this. And now he's sending it down there to help out, of course.
Yeah.
It's cell phone audio, so it's not great, but here's Dylan talking about it.
But I've heard of groups that donate them, so I was like, why can't I do that myself? Just spend a long project of small donations, and then finally it just jumped to a bigger one, said, why not? Why can't we do this? It's just something big, and hopefully we can make a change.
For the love of God, it's 2019. whoever was getting
that. Who gave the kid a megaphone? Why is he speaking through a megaphone?
Yeah, why are you making him do this? Here, just talk into this. But I'm standing right next to you. Yeah, I know. But it'll just make it sound cool. Anyway, Dylan Entz in Minnesota, you just might be
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
All of that listening pays off for who, Lil Jess?
Huiling Rojas from So High.
Huiling, hi, buddy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Huiling is part of that inaugural class of Chet Buchanan Show P1s.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
For a minute or two.
I don't get invited to the parties though.
Isn't that some BS? Telling you, because you just want to be invited.
Damn it, Huiling! Come on.
That goes all the way back. The beginning, that's a callback to the show. Spencer Kayla went out drinking on Friday.
Yes.
And did not invite me, and I feel very left out.
Again, you have an event, but you're totally right. You should have the invite.
Hey, we're going. You want to swing through? Sure. Maybe. Maybe I need a little
won't
nerve.
Show.
Maybe a little nerve calmer. What?
You won't show.
Yeah.
You don't show either.
Come on.
It's just nice to be invited. That's right. We'll put you in touch with those. She's talking about, there's this little P1 community of folks, hardcores, that listen to the show. Weeling's like, what about me? You know what, though? I bet they'll pay very close attention to you if you're sitting in the front row of Jonas Brothers. Earlier today, I found out that this certain romantic act carries a lot more meaning than what I thought it did. And what is that?
Holding hands.
Is the holding hands a big deal for you?
Yes, it is. I've been with my husband for 25 years, and we still hold hands.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Which is really funny, because she looks like she's about 23 years old.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Anybody who knows me, Link, she looks like she's 23. apparently I've underestimated the hand-holding all this time.
That was your move.
Sorry, bud.
No, that was my move. I would hold hands just because, hey, I don't want you to get lost or anything. My wife and I hold hands all the time. Maybe that's why we never fight.
The hand holding has saved your marriage through all of this. Yes.
Who knew? I had a move and I didn't even know I had a move. Funny. Wheeling's got Jonas Brothers tickets for this Friday at MGM Grand Garden Arena and qualified for upgraded front row seats. We'll do more of that tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, if you would like, Lil Jess, do you have time to take one more caller?
Yeah, I do.
If you would like Skate America tickets, we've got four of those for U.S. Figure Skating Skate America happening at Orleans Arena this weekend, the first ever Skate America event in Las Vegas. And if you would like those tickets, be caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. And with that, we bid you adieu.
Good day, sir.
Good day. Bye. And a good day to you. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. KLQC. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.